Imagine working like Dermot Crowley's father did in 1970s Ireland, arriving at 9, taking proper lunch breaks, and leaving at 5 with a clear desk. Unthinkable in today's always-on world, isn't it? We've fallen into what Crowley calls the urgency trap, a state where technology has fundamentally altered our relationship with time. Instant communication, global connectivity, and constant accessibility have created a workplace where everything feels urgent, even when it isn't. This isn't just annoying, it's destructive. When 40% of Americans report workplace anxiety and 86% of global leaders struggle to find thinking time, we're not just busy, we're broken. The solution isn't creating more urgency, as many leadership books suggest, but rather distinguishing between productive urgency that creates momentum and the unproductive kind that merely creates stress. The goal is reaching the Goldilocks zone of urgency, not too reactive, not too inactive, where our best work happens. Look around your office. See that colleague frantically responding to every email within seconds? That's the reactor. The manager who never pushes back against unreasonable demands? The conductor. The team member promising immediate delivery without planning? The overcommitter. These are just 3 of the 8 urgency archetypes Crowley identifies. The others include the last-minute delegator, the distractor, the hard driver, the procrastinator, and the boy who cried wolf. Each creates unnecessary urgency that ripples through the organization. But urgency also has different flavors. First-minute behavior, immediate reactions, versus last-minute behavior, deadline pressure, and externally imposed versus self-inflicted. Those momentary interruptions that feel harmless? Research shows they can require up to 20 minutes of recovery time. And that rush job you created by procrastinating? It's not just stressing you. It's creating a cascade of urgency for everyone downstream. Recognizing these patterns in yourself and others is the first step toward breaking free. Creating a truly proactive work style requires both a mindset shift and systematic support. The 7 mindset principles begin with planning ahead through personal routines, 10 minutes daily, 45 minutes weekly, and 1 hour monthly. Being responsive rather than reactive means handling things promptly without treating everything as equally urgent. Paying it forward involves considering colleagues' needs beyond your own, like replacing the empty toilet paper roll instead of leaving it. Doing it right the first time embraces the measure twice, cut once wisdom, slowing down initially to ultimately work faster. Prioritizing by importance rather than urgency helps resist the instinct to do what we want instead of what matters most. Minimizing procrastination means creating self-imposed urgency for important tasks lacking external pressure. Thinking several steps ahead resembles soccer skill progression, from level 1, missing things completely, to level 5, anticipating future possibilities. As we advance through these levels, we invest more time assessing situations, enabling better decisions even under pressure. Even with the right mindset, we need supporting systems to reduce friction that leads to reactive behaviors. Just as in football, where the best system often beats the best team, our organizational systems either enable proactive work or force reactivity. 5 key recommendations can transform your productivity system. First, use 1 central system for actions, combining meetings and tasks in a single view. Second, manage activities by time, scheduling priorities proactively rather than handling everything immediately or last minute. Third, highlight 3 critical priorities daily based on importance and urgency. Fourth, balance your time by capping meeting hours to protect space for priorities. Finally, turn off email alerts to eliminate distractions. Remember that implementing a new productivity system requires at least 4 weeks of consistent effort before it feels comfortable. The key is persisting long enough to experience the benefits rather than abandoning it when unfamiliar. Think of it like learning to drive, awkward initially, but eventually second nature. When urgency becomes excessive, we need tools to moderate it. Crowley introduces 6 interdependent dials that can be adjusted like knobs on an amplifier. Time, sooner or later, quality, better worse, scope, increased reduced, resources, less more, budget, small big, and risk, low high. These aren't binary switches, but controls with various settings. When facing an impossible deadline, you might negotiate by breaking a project into phases with staggered deadlines, or by identifying which components truly need immediate delivery. Quality can be adjusted by launching with a minimum viable product and iterating later. Scope can be reduced by focusing on must-have features while deferring nice-to-haves. The key to successful negotiation is understanding stakeholders' non-negotiable constraints and underlying motivations. Some prioritize deadlines, while others might focus on cost or quality. By asking direct questions, "What's driving this deadline?" or "Which features are critical?" you gain context that helps your team present multiple scenarios with different dial settings. As a manager, your role is to keep your team in the productive active zone through constant adjustments, turning urgency down when it becomes unproductive and up when needed for traction. This requires 4 strategies: responding to truly urgent matters in a measured way, absorbing unproductive urgency from external sources rather than passing it to your team, mobilizing urgency purposefully when needed, and diffusing it when it develops unnecessarily within the team. Moving from reactive to responsive mode involves a systematic process similar to rugby's crouch, bind, set commands. Pause to recognize the reaction moment, evaluate what's being requested and why it matters, prioritize by considering opportunity costs, and decide on the best course of action based on all available information. The language we use fundamentally shapes how teams handle urgency. Instead of the reflexive ASA that creates unnecessary stress, Crowley proposes ASR, as soon as reasonable, which implies thoughtfully blending new work with existing priorities, like a zipper merging system for traffic rather than cars aggressively pushing their way in. Like paramedics who always walk into emergency scenes, great leaders embody purposeful calm that creates a proactive culture. They consistently make time for their people despite busy schedules. This requires the ability to get off the dance floor and go to the balcony, stepping back mentally while still in action to assess what's really happening. Begin improving your urgency management with small steps. Examine whether you're naturally reactive and the stories you tell to justify this behavior. Clarify how changes will benefit you. Initial steps might include reviewing planning systems, scheduling dedicated planning time, reducing email dependence, and increasing behavioral awareness. While we shouldn't eliminate urgency entirely, we can tame its unproductive forms. The difference between thriving and merely surviving organizations often lies in their relationship with urgency, whether they use it strategically or let it become a toxic default. Understanding productive versus unproductive urgency helps create workplaces where urgency serves rather than controls us. In a world celebrating constant busyness, responding thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively isn't just a productivity hack, it's a competitive advantage and key to sustainable performance and well-being.